We welcome everyone to the weekly conversations with Maitreya room. The weekly conversations with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, the mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative, be articulate, and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They will, however, be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to this previous lecture, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. If you would like Maitreya to answer your question as a discourse, request it to be answered that way, not in a conversational manner. Those who raise their hand will have priority and will be answered first. If there is no hand raised, the questions in text will be answered. If no hand raised and no questions in text, then Maitreya will explain the eternal divine path and our teachings. We will have this session for 1.5 hours. Shalom.
Shalom. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We have many ways you can know about these teachings, the website, many video audios in the website, in our FTP or in our other places in the website, or the streaming video that recently one of our brothers have helped to set up. So there are many ways to become familiarizing yourself with this teaching and this revelation. So by going to our website, really you are provided many ways to become familiar what this new revelation of God is to humanity and how all the religions of the world are unified. There are a few news I like to share with everybody. We will have services twice now in Saturdays, 5:30 in the morning and 5:30 in the afternoon. So no matter where you are in the world, you can participate in these services and participate in our transmission meditation that will help to bring the peace and accelerate the consciousness of humanity in a greater degree. And also, of course, we now have base of our teaching also translated to Spanish, and therefore many people also are reached by understanding it in that language. This room, of course, is an addition to all these services provided for everybody. So you can come to this room and further ask your questions about this new revelation that has unified all the religions of the world. So by coming here, you can ask your question from the person that who brought this revelation to humanity, and it is a great opportunity to hear the teaching and the meaning of the parts that maybe it's a little difficult for you to fathom right here in this room. Therefore, this room is a conversation between me and those who go to the website, learn our teachings, and familiarize themselves with this revelation, and they have further questions, they come here and they ask this question. Of course, we do not expect anybody who enters this room has gone and done that. Therefore, I usually start by letting everybody know that this is a new teaching, it's a new revelation of God. It is prophesied to come at this end time, and we, if we have the slightest spirit, we will see that indeed this world is going toward an evolutionary step, and all the signs are showing that the foretelling of this tribulation and all the things is happening to humanity has been written down in the scripture of God, and the whole scriptures are based on the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament, and Revelation. This is the complete book of the plan of God, how He will, how He created human, how they failed, how the flood of Noah came, how humanity was divided to five classes, and then a promise was given to Abraham for his children, Ishmael and Isaac, how he fulfilled all those promises and sent prophets from these people, and how he further prophesied that other revealer will come, and how there will be seventh revelation or religion on earth. And when you understand all of them and put them together, as it is done in this mission, in this revelation, you can see the whole picture and the truth that God has been working with humanity for last 12,000 years and created a history of 6,000, and how human cannot bring the peace on earth because they have ego involved or evolved into this process and the lives and history, and the only way they can bring the kingdom and peace and unity is the way of God, which has revealed through this revelation. And when you put them all together, you see the eternal divine path. It is a path, it's a way that you walk. The first step of this path is awakening your spiritual forces, knowing thyself, realizing that your essence and the essence of God is one. Indeed, God exists and you do not. And when you saw that essence, you realize that that essence is in every man and woman and child, and it is also without you, and there is nothing which is not God. If there is nothing but God, then where is the devil? Devil is that illusion of separation from God or ego that we have as umbrella between ourselves and God, and therefore we separate ourselves from God. And that is when the temptation and this world becomes so real that we fall for it, and we are tempted not to follow God's way and laws, but man's way and desires and senses. And for devil is devil, and God is both are within you. There is no place that God is not, and there is always the potential that you will fall from the grace by cutting yourself from the spirit or essence. So the first step is to meditate, to concentrate, to contemplate, to think, to dance, to chant, to do all the techniques that are given in many paths to take your attention away from this external world and direct it to the internal world. And of course, the eyes are the most powerful sense in human body. Our eyes is the door of the spirit, the door of our soul, and the soul sees external world and desires it. And then the desire, of course, we long for the things from the external world. And since our third eye or spiritual eyes is closed, this external world becomes so real to us. We think this is it. This external world is the only truth there is. And since humans have not meditated, and many people who are in this world take this world as the only truth and have no sense or ability to know that there is also a spiritual world and godly side of this manifested world. Of course, even the scientists are realizing more and more that this manifested or material world is not complete. There are other materials or stages that they cannot see, they cannot touch, they cannot bring it into the laboratories and decipher them and say, this is it. This is the spirit beyond the whole thing. But they are getting close. Now, there are string theories and the dark matter that they don't know what they are. And they know dark matter exists everywhere. There is no place that it is not present. So, and of course, the quantum physics is teaching that that level of a macro or, you know, a state, things are chaotic, and also there is a order even in chaos and etc. So the even scientists are getting close to realize there is an essence that all things have come from. That essence, of course, in all man and woman. And the only instrument that really can recognize and realize that essence is the spirit of man himself by meditation and directing the energy internally. So the first step in the eternal divine path is to direct our attention, our consciousness, our being from external world, from these two eyes, these two material eyes, toward the spiritual eyes, and internalize the energy and stuff, letting it go out of us, bring it and returning inside and becoming more and more familiarized with the essence or the spirit of our being. Of course, these are the teachings of the mystical paths like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, mystical Christianity, and Sufis in Islam, and many other disciplines and teaching that teaches know thyself. You and God are one. Khud and Khuda is the same. Atman and Atman is the same. But in this mystical path, they teach that is the goal of life, to meditate and awaken our spiritual forces, and like a drop fall into the ocean and become ocean or God. Then, of course, Bible says differently. He says not only you have to do that, the next step God reveals in the Old Testament. And if you read the Old Testament, you will realize that God is trying to find a people as the elects, that they will accept him as the king or as the knower of the truth, and they will become his children. And they create communities, like a 12 tribe of Israel, and they are the children of light. They are Israelites. So the next step after awakening of spiritual forces, or at least meditating, is to direct that energy toward the creation of communities of light. At this point, of course, we are not really trying to create communities of light. We are trying to call the elects, those who have been called for this revelation, And when they see this revelation, they understand what God has been doing. It is based on the scriptures, word of God. He said the end time will be sealed even from the visions that prophets have received, and they were instructed not to reveal it to anybody. And of course, in the revelation it clearly says that, you know, the mystery of God will not be known with anyone until this seventh revelation comes and the book sealed with the seventh seal is opened, and everybody then would know their religion is a part of a greater truth. So Bible is from God, and the word of God, most of it, not the parts that they have been changed or the man-made theories been added to it. In the Bible it clearly says those who try to go to pure consciousness by just meditating and awakening forces and overcoming the elements, they will be sent back to this world. So if the mystical path is not the only way to go to God and become a drop and fall into this ocean of God, then what is the next step? The next step is Old Testament, and that teaches the creation of comings of light. Comings of light is based on the eternal divine path that we are explaining right now. So the next step after we start meditating and realizing that our essence is with God is to create the communities that God is accepted as the source of authority and laws, and the people will become His children and bring His laws into those communities. And that is of course the Old Testament, the teaching of the Hebrews, and the message is that God wants a community that accepts Him as the King and His laws, the laws, not man-made laws, but God-made or revealed laws. Now, in order to create such a community, which is revealed in Old Testament, sacrifice or giving of yourself is necessary. If everybody in the community says, "What is it for me?" and becomes self-centered and selfish and wants to have more than they give into the community, of course, that community will not last long. That is the message of the New Testament. Christ comes and He sacrifices Himself for this ideal, and He is willing to die for His friend and for His community and for His understanding, and He shows the way of giving of yourself and sacrificing for His ideal. Therefore, the Old Testament, the message is sacrifice. And that's exactly what Christ did. Of course, Christ had more than that mission. He also released the grace back to man. And by revealing this path, He also, as the unblemished Lamb of God and sinless, took the curse that was put on man in the Garden of Eden, and the man who accept and believe that Christ is the prophet, the Messiah of God, will receive the grace of God abundantly. He also gathered the people together. All those who came to Europe and United States, they all became Christians. They accept Christ. And they were all saved by grace. That's why although they did not follow the laws that God put for humanity, still they received a lot of grace from God. So it shows how grace of God is more important than just following the law without realizing God's grace is also important as the law is. Of course, whoever is in real grace will follow the law and those who follow the law and know the grace, they also will follow, release the grace. So if the message of Christ was sacrifice, therefore in order to create such a community, sacrifice is necessary. And Christ also took the kingdom from the Hebrews and gave it to another nature, and another nation. And of course that another nation was the next prophet will come after them. Alright, this is to the third seal. We seem to be having a question, we go and ask, see what is Duranium has to say. I hope he is in topic. Go ahead, Duranium.
Hello, how are you doing? Interesting discussion that you are teaching. I have a question. Do you believe that there was a literal global flood? What do we know about this? Also, I have a question. How is the grace of God given out to people?
Okay, there seems to be two questions from Duranium. Was there a flood? There are a lot of evidence that there has been some activities like flood that has happened, and many people have been destroyed. And also you can look at this as a symbolic event that happened, which closed the third eye of humanity and gave human two eyes, and also created the five classes of human that it's in explaining. Do stands for the holiest of the holies, and it's a book. It is the book that sealed with the seven seals. It is in our website. If you go there, you can download it or read it right there. Some of them even have an audio with it for each section, and it will read it for you. And therefore, flood of Noah, was it a worldwide flood? It could be, and it's possible. We know that the axis of the earth changed the places in times. It's been proven that, you know, earth flips upside down after some times. And also there was a ice age before the 12,000 years, and earth become warm, and those ices of course are melted, and many places were flooded. Or God just decided to flood the whole earth and kill all those people who were not listening to him. The most important thing that God said, there was a flood, there was an evolutionary step, and therefore we accept it as something happens. What it exactly it was, you know, that's mostly speculation. And even if you know it, it doesn't gonna really help the process of bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth and going to God. But for sure there is something happened 2,000 years ago, an evolutionary step was taken, a new human was created. Okay, go ahead, Duranium. What was your next question? Keep your question one at a time. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, my next question is very simple and direct. What is your personal role in God's plan. And also, well, I guess this is connected to that. What should people correctly call you? By the nickname that you have there, or what? But what is your role in God's plan and it being carried out?
Okay, role of the prophet, or the Messiah, or the revealer, or the teacher, is that he is the Spirit of God on earth, and his coming is prophesied for a long time, and he also has to be of the genealogy of Prophet Abraham or Abram. All the prophets before this, of course, have been working and bringing one part of the revelation, and now all the revelation have put together here, and therefore this is the last revelation of God that put everything together. It is the center, it should become the center of attention or focus on all humans. So in a sense we can say I am the heart of the hierarchy, and if everybody connects themselves to this heart, they understand God and his teachings and his plan and the eternal divine path, they will come together, create the facilitating body, and work with me as the elect or facilitating body, so we can create the hierarchy from top to bottom. And then after we create many communities of light, then the hierarchy on earth will come from the bottom to the top. And when that hierarchy from the people, by the people, for the people is created, then the original hierarchy become the eldest and the elder body, and eventually we withdraw and the kingdom of God will come to humanity and earth will become God's. Therefore at this time we are calling the elects who accept me as the focus the point of focus, and they will become one with one another because they let the Spirit of God come through and they have a focal point to rally around. Go ahead, Duranium.
Thank you for answering my question there. So I see, in other words, you're saying that you are the focal point. You're saying that you are the nucleus and people must come to you to have a full understanding of the issue. Mm-hmm. My next question for you is this. If you look at the church in the world today, what do you think is its main, or what are some of its main problems with reaching out to people?
Duranium, you broke up. Can you repeat your question again?
Yes. My question is, what do you believe is the main problem, or what are some of the main problems with the church today in its outreach to people in the world? Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. Okay, first you ask if I am the focal point, everybody listens to me. Actually, everybody should listen to God. They have to connect themselves to God directly. That is one part of our teaching. This is not a cult that I am trying to connect people to myself, and therefore disconnect them from the external world. I connect them to God and to the external world. Actually, there is a part of our teaching to create the communities of light. Live in the world but not of it. Therefore, they should listen to the word of God. If I say something that is not the word of God, they should not even listen to that. Of course, they should know what the Word of God is first, and the Word of God, of course, is in the Scriptures, and it's in Do, and it's been revealed to them. But in the sense of worldly creation of the hierarchy and bringing His kingdom on earth, they should focus on one center or point of rally, and that point is, of course, me, to rally them and focus them and bring them all together as one. Of course, if they hear the Word of God differently than I do, then we can discuss it and come up to a conclusion what is the correct Word of God in every situation, and then we come to an agreement. If we did not, then they have to go their way, and those who stay with me, of course, they're going to stay around me, and we still create the kingdom on earth. Now, your question about the church and what's the problem with that, what church are you talking about? Are you talking about the Christian church? Are you talking about Islamic setup? Are you talking about Jewish rabbis? What church are you talking about? Of course, I see, the Christian church. Of course, you have to realize that we teach more than Christianity here. We teach all the religions. And if you're talking about the Christian church, then there are 3,000 some, or in the last time it was 12,000, you know, different denomination and branches and churches in Christianity. So which one we're talking about? If we're talking about the Catholic, what's the problem with Catholic Church is because they follow only one sign, one seal, and they also, you know, follow Paul more than they follow Christ itself. And what is the problem in general with all religions and human-made system is ego. Ego is the problem in every case. And as far as humans have not overcome ego, and they have their own ideas, and stop bringing God ideas, they will have problem in all levels. Go ahead.
All right. What do you, you mentioned Paul, and you claim that more Christians follow Paul. I'm curious, what's your problem with Paul, the apostle? He met Jesus, and Jesus ordained him as a disciple, as an apostle. I'm curious about this, about your view on Paul.
Well, Christ himself said, the disciple is not greater than the master. Even if accept that Paul was ordained by Christ himself, in the vision, as a disciple, still he is a disciple. And we have to listen to the Master, we have to listen to the Messiah, we have to take his words as the truth, not the disciple. I have said many times here, I love my disciples, I love the people who follow this teaching and are on the mission. But I encourage you all, go to our website, read though, read the teachings, read the words that have come first hand to humanity. Of course, Christ taught only 3.5 years. He didn't have any typewriter, he didn't have any computer, he didn't have internet, he didn't have website. So anything came to us was put down around 170 years after him, and they put in the red letters in the New Testament, and that is what Christians have to follow. Now, did Paul, well, first of all, I don't have any problem with Paul, I don't have a problem with anybody. I have a problem with ego and misrepresentation of the Word of God. And also, I'm not saying Paul didn't have any truth at all. but he said a lot of things which is not based on the Word of God. It was his own understanding, and he said many things that appealed to human ego, and that's why a lot of people start following him, because he made them feel good and crest his, or you know, pampered their ego, and therefore they liked him more than what Christ said in the stuff, you know, saying take your eye if it defiles you and throw it away, and cut your hand if it sinned. He said, yeah, you are the chosen one, just believe in his name and that's it. You're gonna go to heaven, now get on with the life and do whatever we want. That was good for ego, and they loved it and they followed it. So the false teachers is not the one that says the untruth all the time. He might say a lot of truth, but he slips in it a few untruths into the teaching. Therefore, you should not follow the disciples, not even mine. You should follow the master, because Christ said the disciple is not greater than master, is right in the New Testament. Now we have to go and see the vision he saw is really Christ. But who knows what was that vision? There are a lot of spirit in the world that they like to represent themselves as God. They have hierarchy many people follow, and they say it's from God, but they disconnect people from God and connect them to themselves. There are a lot of gurus, mullahs, rabbis, fathers and brothers who say they represent God, but they connect you to themselves. Therefore, the very first sign of being false prophets and false teacher is to connect you to something than formless, invisible, nameless and eternal, or your essence or God. Therefore, we can see that with all these, we should take the word of Paul with a grain of salt and go to the word of God directly, which came through the Christ. Go ahead, Duranium.
All right, thank you, Maitreya. Now, I see what you're saying, and, okay, you know, you say that we should take the words of Paul with a grain of salt, and so on and so forth, and yet we have recorded the very words of this same Jesus Christ, and he says that we can trust in him for eternal life. Do you believe this? He tells us to look to him, not to look to other religious systems or anything else. You see, here's an example. He says there in John 3:18, that is his recorded word, as you very well know, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now realize, he did not say that there are many begotten sons of God. He says there is only that one begotten Son of God, the man Christ Jesus, who is fully God and fully man. Now, the question is, if all religions are one, as you are saying, all right, what about these very exclusive claims that Jesus made? And here is the microphone.
Thank you.
It is what we said, reminder.
Okay, thank you very much for letting me come in. Yeah, well, of course, everybody should realize this is the room we here to teach. And, of course, we appreciate if, you know, people don't preach but just believe the question. That was good time to stop, Duranium. And this has been answered many times. And that is why we direct everybody go to our website, listen to the answers, questions. Actually, we have another room here called Discourses by Maitreya, and it's been answered many, many times. It is not only Christ that claimed that. All the prophets of God claim the same thing in different words. For instance, in Quran, if you listen to the word of Prophet Muhammad, he says, Of course, Prophet Muhammad never accepted that he's the Son of God, but he's only a prophet. And Christ said he is the Son of God in a sense that he is the Spirit of God, and therefore he and the Father are one, which means when he talks and teaches, it's really God is teaching. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad says, in the Spirit of God come to him and says, listen to my prophet, whoever he says is my words, and followed it. In a sense, he's saying, no one goes to the Father but through me. Nobody goes to God but those who listen to my words. Bob says the same thing. Moses and all everybody else come and say the same thing. Moses say, you have to follow my laws. And therefore, we can see this is a saying of all prophets. And now, you say, why Christ said, because he is the only begotten Son of God. Again, it's been explained to humanity in our teaching, because only the first begotten Son of begotten Son has revealed all the revelation or the seven revelation of God to humanity, and therefore he is the only way. It is not the tarot card, it is not astrology, it is not believing in one seal. Every seal which came at that time, he was the only way, because he had the last revelation and the last seal. But he was the one who came over and over and over and revealed the different seals, and now the seventh seal is revealed again through the same Spirit, the first begotten Son, and there is no other way. No one goes to the Father but understand though and our teaching. Indeed, no one on earth can understand the religion, the revelation, the scripture, unless they understand our teaching and though. Therefore, your question is valid, but the answer you have received is incorrect. The answer is not Christ only as Isa, or what you call Jesus, which is never was Jesus anyway, that's another discussion, but that being who brought the Christianity to humanity is the Spirit also revealed Quran or Islam. That's why in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, he pleaded with God, you know, take this cup from me, and then he realizes, no, he has to submit and surrender to God. And therefore, he said, thy will be done. He becomes surrendered and submissive, and next lifetime he comes and brings the message of surrendering and submission to God. Therefore, your question is valid, but if you understand our answer that is revealed here, you understand, yes, prophet before Christ, like, you know, many of them have been the same spirit as Isa the Christ or Jesus. And the prophet after him, they're the same person, same spirit, and therefore you realize that he was right, he is the only way. But you don't know the mystery of that spirit, that God, that revelation, until the seventh angel come. When the seventh angel come, that Vishnu is explaining to you what that sentence or words mean in the New Testament, that you take as a separative word, which separates you from the rest of the humanity, and make them unified, because that the same Spirit send all religions in the world. Therefore, expand yourself, see the Word of God, go to our website, read though, listen to our videos and audios, and eventually you say, yes, God sent all this religion. He said, he told Daniel not to reveal the vision at the end time. He told many other prophets the same thing. And then in the Revelation he says, no one knows the truth or the mystery of God until the seventh angel comes. There is a book sealed with the seven seals. and nobody can open it, no one but the line of the tribe of Judah. And when he opens it, then you understand the teaching and revelation. So you have to understand our teaching before you can understand your religion, no matter what your religion is, and then you realize they all come from this same source. Go Deuteronomy, but ask your question, you know, don't preach, just go ahead and ask your good questions though. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Now, so are you then saying that you are the lion of the tribe of Judah, Maitreya? Are you the Messiah?
Well, that is what you have to prove it to yourself. My genealogy goes all the way to King David, to Abraham, to Adam. It is in our website. You know, I didn't find him. I didn't go and dig it out. People came to us and told us, yes, your genealogy goes to all that, and therefore I am from the blessed genealogy, therefore I am the potential of become the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. But that is not enough, because there are millions of people out there that their genealogy go to King David and all and all. Also look at the prophecies. Look at the revelation which is based on the Word of God. See, God made it very clear this time, if you have the slightest spirit in you and you are a real seeker, He left no doubt that what I claim is correct. But I'm not going to claim who I am. It doesn't make any difference. What I say who I am, you know, that's Christ said, if I say I am, you don't believe me. If I say I'm not, I'm lying. Therefore, it is up to you to go, to search, to look, and then come to your own conclusion. If you came to the conclusion, yes, I am the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, I have fulfilled the prophecies that God said of coming of the Christ, if I have revealed the book sealed with the seven seal, and my revelation is based on the Word of God, and I connect humanity directly to God, but not myself, then you have to make a decision. Is it or is it not? If it is, then you have no choice to come, to join, to go behind this revelation and help. If I'm not, then believe you to God. It is your understanding, it's your conclusion, it's between you and God. We know what we talk about, and we know who we are. But do you? That is the question. Go ahead.
But now here's my next question for you, Maitreya. What is the reason why Jesus went to the cross? What was the point of the cross? My question about the teaching is everything. The core of it is what I'm curious about. Where does it come from? But that is my question for you. What was the reason for the cross?
If you remember, Christ was the unblemished lamb. The unblemished lamb was the lamb that was supposed to be slaughtered, and its blood being put in the doorposts on the night of Passover. If any Hebrew would kill an unblemished lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, God would pass over that household and will accept them as people who accept Him as God and follow His laws. Therefore, the grace of God would come into them. Christ came as that unblemished lamb. He came, not only released the grace to Hebrews, but to whole humanity. His crucifixion is the symbol of the release of the grace back to man. Also, it is the symbol for teaching humanity that you have to sacrifice. In order to create communities of light, you have to give up yourself. You have to forgo selfish thing, only me, but God, community, and creation of the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, the symbol of Christ and crucifixion of Christ was one of the reason for it was to release the grace that was taken away from man at the time of the Garden of Eden. That is all there is into it. It is not that you just believe in that and you will be saved. Even Christ said himself, I have not come to destroy the law. Not one jot of it will be destroyed or go away. How can you just believe in one name and doing whatever you want and breaking all the laws and rules, you will go to God? Therefore, you have to forgo your dogmas that you have been taught. If you really want the truth of God, that's it. You have to grow and see it. You know, here is not a room for you to come to preach, Duranium. We know your dogmas, your belief. We know Christian belief very well. We know Islamic belief. You know, we know everyone's... Jesus is the way. Okay, my friend. Okay. Christ said also he is the Son of Man. He is a man. Somebody called him good rabbi. And he said, I'm not good. Only God is good. How can he be not be man? So he was man and God as all the prophets are. And it is not going to change. The way of God is not going to change. He is going to choose a man and he will send the spirit, his spirit into the world through that man. Therefore, if your understanding is different, the way of God has been doing it for seven times, then something is wrong with your dogmas, not with the way of God. Go ahead. Kidding. Just kidding. Okay, just kidding. Your sound didn't come through, so nobody could hear what you say. Either you can type or take the mic again. Raise your hand if you want to take the mic, or you can type if you want. Therefore, you can see how humanity is engrossed their dogmas and how they are fighting with the teeth and nail to keep this misunderstanding. Okay, I got the question here. What are the 77s from Daniel that this is supposed to be signs of the second coming? Okay, go ahead if you want to read the verses so we can see what the verses are, then we can discuss it. Go ahead.
Okay, I hope it's better now. Is it okay now? Can I see your one? Okay, great. Thank you. I had my mic tied to the mixer just now, so it doesn't come through. I'm asking about this Daniel 9:23-25. I'll read the whole passage. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. And he goes on to say, know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. This is very confusing. Can you just need some clarification from you, if that's all right? Thank you.
Okay, is it the part that I have already put a commentary on it?
There's no commentary actually. It stops short of Daniel's, I think it stops at 22, Daniel 9:22. This is Daniel 9:23-25.
Okay, if somebody can calculate how much is 7 time, what was the number there, see what number comes. Usually if you calculate the numbers, 490, okay, and okay, yeah, well, I did not put commentary in every chapter in Daniel. And these are the places that God guided me to give commentary on. And anything that is not being commentary, you have again to take them with a grain of salt and read them. There might be some truth in it, but there might be some changes made in the number or words or in translation, things became lost. But they might have some meaning in it, but the most important is that it's talking about that this, even here, it clearly says that this revelation or these sentences will not be fulfilled until the Anointed One comes. Of course, all the prophets of God or Christ, they have been anointed, and therefore anytime they come, if that sentence might be correct, and the prophecy might be fulfilled. But most of them, or all of the prophecies and foretelling, of course, is related to this revelation. That is why it is the most blessed revelation of God. And after this revelation comes, of course, eventually humanity will start following eternally one path, will create the communities of light, it will accept God as their king and his laws, the laws, and will become purified, and all the impurity and sinfulness and all the things that humanity is doing at this time will vanish, because human and those who follow eternal divine path also will follow the will of God. They will not do fornication and adultery and stealing and lying and everything that these days, then you ask someone why you're doing it, he says, or she says, everybody is doing it, so it's okay. You know, they're not saying God said don't do it, therefore I don't do them. They say everybody is doing it, so that's okay. That's not okay. Everybody can go to hell. If you follow them, you will go to hell with them. And therefore, it is a responsibility of every individual to know the word of God and purify themselves and follow his laws. And if every person does that, every person, you know, take the word of God above the word of everyone else on earth, little by little more people will follow the laws of God, and eventually his kingdom come on earth. And those who have not followed the word of God will not be incarnated for 1,000 years, for a long, long time. So again, this prophecy is for the end time. It is sealed. It's, you cannot know it. But you know what that 490 days means? How many years is that? 265. Okay, it's around less than 2 years. So it can be around 1300 years. It can be referring to the truth may might come after Prophet Muhammad, maybe. That might be relating to a year at around 1300 years or 1200 years or 1400 years. And so it has to be figured out exactly what that number is, but also that numbers could have been influenced with man. You know, I wasn't ever attracted to write any commentary on that book. So we have so much truth in though, and commentaries all over the Bible, and those are the ones that I was inspired to write commentaries, and the rest you have to take it with a grain of salt and not to completely accept it as the whole truth. So that can be one explanation. The most important thing is it says that it's that part, that vision will come when the anointed one, the chosen person, will come. And of course now it is here, it is the revelation that reveals the word of God based on the scriptures. It is the time for humanity to put away their dogmas and their own understanding, but realize this revelation and understanding this has been given. I think is enough has been given in this mission that guide you to understand the plan of God. And I recommend not to go too much away from what already been revealed, and insist to know the word of the verses that is not being put commentary on. Otherwise, there will be create confusion. And if we accept this revelation is from God and come from the anointed one, whatever I didn't put any commentary, either they are not important or they have not have been influenced with the word of God, I mean with the word of man. But you know, I can think about it, I can meditate on the in these verses if you want me, and give you a greater meaning for them. But there might not be any meaning because they have been changed. So let's concentrate on the revelation that has been already come to man, and know them, and maybe these things will be revealed later on. So again, welcome to the. How long will it be then until all wars stop and peace is established on earth? That's a question from the Snow Wolf. It's up to humanity. It's to how soon they give up their dogmas, their own understanding, their ego, and come to understand this revelation and teaching and realize there is only one God. There is only one revealer. All these have come from the same source, through the same spirit. They should not fight. They should not, you know, destroy each other. But bring God's system and revelation and ways to man. The problem is we have not created God's system on earth yet. Some people believe in theocracy, and other people believe in democracy. Our system is the democratic, theocratic system. That's what we can call it. Theomocracy or democracy. The theocracy with the democracy in it. There are weakness in both democracy and theocracy. In democracy, if the majority accepting which is not godly, it's accepted. Of course, God rejected democracy in the story of choosing the king for the children of Israel. They rejected God as their king, and they said, we want a king like everybody else around us. He said, okay, go ahead, choose your king. So they democratically choose Saul. He was a handsome, tall man. That's why they choose him. See what God said. He took the children to the wars and they got killed. He taxed them in a great degree. And did whatever he wanted. Then he chose King David for them. He was anointed by God, and he became the greatest king ever Israelite has. So there we see God rejected democracy. And the reason is democracy, as I said, is majority of people wants a handsome tall man, he became the leader. And David was not handsome, tall, or very pretty, was actually very ordinary person, looking person. So in theocracy, of course, the people who become the leaders, they replace God, just like a Catholic and the Pope was influencing the whole Europe, and the kings were afraid of him because he was God, and whatever he said went, and he wasn't connected to God to be able to bring his spirit to man. Therefore they become absolute power in the system, just like what's happening in Iran, and the mullahs, their absolute power, that they're sitting in the seat of God, and they say whatever they say goes, and of course they're not connected to God, they say things is not godly, and therefore they create a lot of, you know, suffering for humanity. Therefore theocracy become dictatorship, and of course we know what dictators do. Dictators become absolute power, and absolute power corrupt absolutely. Therefore what's the answer? The answer is the elect, the anointed one, the chosen people who are connected to God, and we bring the spirit of God to man. So in our system, it is democratically emerged from the communist of light. In the communist of light, because the number are so few, you after a while know who is a good leader, and he or she will emerge from the bottom of the society, and they eventually come up and choose little by little to the top. Therefore it's a democratic in the bottom, and the person who emerges to the top hopefully will be connected to God and will bring the spirit of God to the system. Even then that person is not completely a dictator, because there will be houses of the representatives and senate and all that. So we can see that God's way is been given to humanity in a greater degree, and none of the system that are on earth is going to work. And that is another message to humanity, that man have to realize that this system is godly. It gives the actually it is the only system, and the first system people really is going to come from the people, by the people, for the people, because it comes from the base of the society, as in the communities. People will emerge from these societies, and when they come to the top, they have been connected to God from the very bottom, and when they come to God, they are still connected, and therefore it is for the people, and they will create the peace and unity on earth. So when it's gonna come, when the earth is gonna stop the wars, as far as human is following their own ego and their own ways, it will not. And that is the message of this mission. Human ways is not gonna work. Period. Why is not gonna work? They have so many good ideas. Why is not gonna work? Because the ego is involved. Anywhere the ego involved will fall and fail, especially from now on. After this revelation, none of them is gonna work, and we can see that they all trying to bring peace in their own way and understanding, and they can't unless they come and surrender and submit to the will of God and realize that they should follow the anointed one, the spirit of God. Then they will come together and become united. I hope that answered your question. And it is up to you. It's up to humanity. It's up to each soul to reach to humanity, and in a greater degree let them know that indeed this is the way. Go ahead. Open eye.
Yes, I welcome, Matra. I have a question. It's been on my mind for a couple of weeks now. Society today are more cautious or afraid, whatever you want to call it. Anyone who sets up a new faith, new path, new religion, or whatever, they're more cautious of someone establishing it if it's not a established religion or established path or whatever for X amount of years. They're more cautious about an adult showing this to young kids. As you probably know through history, there's so many cults out there. They're not with God, so to speak, but they are more cautious and not preventing freedom of speech for an adult to explain this to young kids. As this religion, for instance, if I see a young kid, if a parent doesn't like it, they stop me or they take me to court or whatever. Can you elaborate or explain about this situation, especially the family court? If a couple who is one faith and the other one doesn't like it or whatever, things like that. Can you elaborate and expand on that issue? Because society today is more reluctant to see a new path, new religion or whatever. Thanks.
Yeah, that is the very correct observation. And the reason is, has been explained in though in last 2,300 years the intellect, the little horn, took over humanity, and now humanity have reached a point that they think their opinions and ideas are more important than the Word of God and Revelation and Scriptures. Actually, a lot of people ridicule God and His words and a spirit, and they say the Ten Commandments is finished, it's not no longer is valid. The Word of God is not something you listen, it is something that is made by man and it's not come from God. They have their, everybody has their opinion and ideas, and they reach the point that they teach our children that you have to accept everybody, you have to accept every opinion and ideas, and therefore man again has reached the point that they set themselves up as God, and whoever has the more persuasive ability will bring his ideas to man, and they accept him as the truth. This has been the struggle between God and man from the very beginning. Remember, there was chaos. Now we have chaos on earth too. You know, we believe that our culture and our ways are better than those in the other part of the world. Therefore, we try to convert them to our ways when our ways is not based on God's way. Can we bring happiness and unity to them when we don't have the unity and happiness among ourselves? And the Word of God is not followed. They want to change our ways to their ways because they think their ways is better than ours, and they follow their dogmas and their own belief and opinion and ideas, and even among themselves they don't accept one set of understanding as being correct, and therefore we resist them in being changed to the way they want us to be. What's the solution? The solution is the way of God, the culture of God, the Word of God, which unifies them under one banner, one religion, one culture, which is the culture of God, and the truth that will bring greater children, greater society, greater communities, and unify them, because our opinions and ideas will have a yardstick, a measurement, something to measure against, and that's the Word of God. If my opinion and ideas is not based on that yardstick. Therefore, this is my ideas and opinion, and the society and the community will not accept it, because I am trying to pull that community or people away from the yardstick or the word of God, and therefore unity will come. Now, if you are godly and you want to follow the word of God, and our schools and our society says no, you can't do that because your opinion ideas are outdated, outmoded, then God says not. He sends this revelation and he fulfills all the prophecies, and therefore God exists. He's not outmoded. What he said 2,000 years ago, or 6,000 years ago, or 12,000 years ago, is as fresh, as good, as followable as it was then. Therefore, the whole intellectual part of human, the little horn, has taken over, and humanity love to be God. That's what happened in Garden of Eden, didn't it? If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you accept your own ideas and opinions, you will become God. You follow your own rules and laws, and that, of course, God said is going to lead to destruction, because that is the wide gate with a wide road. Of course, you say this thing to them and they look at you and they say you are crazy or something. But the truth is, it is going to happen. Humanity have to learn these lessons clearly and eventually realize they have no choice, because God prophesied this thing is going to come and they can. He prophesied he's going to do those things. He has done it. God exists. God is in control. God is indeed the focal point and the focus for humanity. And only God can bring that unity to all of man. And you are absolutely correct. We feel we are God more in this time than we did 100 years ago, or 200 years ago. Human was much humbler, much open, much accepting than they are now, because every human now has their own opinion. They have gone to a school, they have studied, they have researched, they have come to these conclusions. And they think they know better than God, and therefore they resist. All right, I guess there's another question, just kidding, asking, what are the... that's been answered. 17... Oh, that's been answered, I think. Okay, that question again came up. Question, what does domination of the desolation means? From Daniel 12, 11, Matthew, that domination. Okay, that is the destruction of the human understandings and ideas and human ways. That is the desolation and the destruction of the those who oppose God's way, and it will come to them. It is coming to them already. It is being accelerated from 9/11. And now it is all over the world. We can see, you know, we have war in Iraq, we have war in Pakistan. There is a great struggle between Islam and the West. And the more they try to bring peace and unity among themselves, the more they fall away from it. And this will eventually lead to many people realize that human way is not correct way, and God's way it is. And maybe if they cannot come to God by love, they might come with the fear of desolation, of destruction, which is coming. And that's why we're calling the elect. That's why those who are on earth but not of it, and they see this revelation and realization that is from God, fulfill the prophecies and all that that we just explained to other gentlemen, they realize that in order to bring peace and unity, and that destruction will not come to them, or at least after that destruction, they have something to replace these destructive tendencies of human. they will eventually come together and become one in this revelation and teaching. So that distraction and the golden age are being fulfilled in a parallel way. We are the light of the earth, we are the salt that will heal these destructive tendencies that is on earth, and the more we come together, the greater light we will have, and we will be able to manifest this light in a greater degree and eventually destroy the darkness. And that darkness, of course, is been on earth for the last 12,000 years and even before that. But now it is the time for God's kingdom to come. It is the time for humanity to realize and recognize there is no other way. Human way is not gonna work. It's just not going to work. The more they wait for it to work, the more destruction will come to them until they reach that point of what is called the destruction of the abomination or that darkness. Those who left will have a greater light in them, and they will bring the God's kingdom on earth. This is the thing human have to recognize and realize. This is the message of God. This is what God has been struggling with man for last 12,000 years, from the beginning of the imbalance in the universe. Each unit consciousness think they know better than God. They don't. If they knew, they should have had the peace on earth already. They're attached to the culture, they're attached to the religion, they have created intellectual understanding of religion as dogmas, and they are hanging into that. Then even you tell them the truth, they can't see it. They're so engrossed with their dogma, they wanted to prove they are right. Then God says, nobody knows the truth until the seven angels come. That's ego, that is the problem, that is what we have to overcome. We have to forego our own opinion and ideas and bring God's opinion and ways to our lives and other peoples, and create a kingdom and their communities and bring His kingdom and unity on earth. So that destruction is coming. It is unfortunate. Our human part doesn't want to accept it. Our human part hates to see those pictures that somebody, some human has been tortured and degraded to that level, or see another group cut the man's head off right in front of the video, and they take a picture and they're very proud of it. You cringe. You say, wow, what kind of the people are these people doing this? God said it's going to happen. That's going to come. They have lost their sensitivity. They have lost human part. And none of them are really human. They're absolutely lost touch to their essence. That is the destruction that's going to get worse. They're band-aiding it, but it's not going to work. Because God said and proved to us that when He said something is going to happen, it's going to happen. If we can rationalize it whatever we want, but the truth is, it is going to happen. And if we connect ourselves to God completely, then this thing is not going to affect us, because we are not in the darkness, we are in the light. We are focusing on God's light at the end of this tunnel. Then we can get up through this darkness and not being a part of the destruction of the desolation. There's another question from Snow Wolf. This one way is not the new world order thing, that is it? No. That new world order is the ideas from Mr. Bush and the United Nations and some other people, that they were talking about a world based on the actually business, you know, relationship. Because if people have good business relationship with each other, they can create the world that business will prosper in a greater degree, and that was their idea. Their idea wasn't based on the Word of God, His revelation, prophecies, and all that. This is not a human-made idea. It is a revelation of God. It is an idea that has been on making for the last 12,000 years. You are welcome, Mr. Wolf. So, we again encourage everybody, go to our website, study our teaching, see this truth, free yourself from your dogmas and your religion and culture and background and your opinions and your ideas. Engross yourself with God's Word, with God's revelation, with His truth. And see indeed, the Spirit of God has come to man again and trying to guide him or her out of this desolation of destruction and darkness that is on earth. Now, do you want to go to the light, or you want to keep your opinions and your ideas and stay in the darkness and become a part of the desolation? That is the question we have all to make. Is this from God? Is it really the seventh angel, the revelation that will reveal the mystery of God? You have to prove it to yourself. Is it it? If it is it, the rest of the revelation of God will come true. The destruction will come to man. Eventually His kingdom will come on earth. Then you have the great grip of the reality of on earth. If it is not the revelation from God and the seven angels and all that, then prove it to me and I will join you. We'll go together to find that seven seals open with the line of 12 of Judah, and all the prophets are fulfilled and all that. Therefore, this is the salvation of man. Our time is up, but let me see what the Snow Wolf has to say. What is the effect on human that the invisible beings of the parallel realm have called a spirit, gene, elemental, fairies, etc.? What the effect on human that the invisible being of the have? Oh, what is the effect of a spirit of man? The effect of the spirit of man is you are that spirit. Your essence is invisible. The essence is God. You and God are one already. You are God's. If you understand that essence, then you understand the Word of God in a greater degree, and the effect is you become godly. You can follow as we said, God is everything. If God is everything, where is the Satan? Where is the devil? Devil or Satan is the delusion of the separation from God. When we fall from the grace, the temptation of this world become devil, and we are attracted to the external world, and therefore we are tempted to do the things which are not godly. If we are focused on God and we see the effect of God on us, then devil has no power over us. So your spirit of God will not fall to the temptation. I leave all to God again. Meditate on these words. Go to the website. Wrap yourself around with the Word of God. Come to our rooms. Listen to these wonderful people here. They read these teachings over and over and over every day. And you can come. You don't have even to take a book or, you know, download a book. Come here and listen to see what these wonderful, you know, people are spreading these words to humanity, and you can ask them questions. You can go to the Word directly from me in the discussion room and learn that. Go to the website. There are so many ways is given for you to, you know, wrap yourself in this Word and become one with it. And then come and help the mission to spread, and the words are touched every man and woman, at least their elects and their supporters. Be with God, be godly, know that the Spirit of God is here, and this is a calling to each of you to come and do His will. Shalom, everybody.